The experience of pain in the physical body, and also pain in the mind, thoughts that are disturbing, emotional responses of anger, sorrow and sadness, fear and anxiety. These emotional responses, along with the physical responses, are difficult for someone wanting to do sadhana. They make the experience of sadhana very difficult. And at times, people cannot concentrate because their mind is consumed by pain, physical or emotional, or thoughts that are distressing. What to do when you want to meditate, but such stresses disturb the mind and body? It is easy to feel you are not able. Then you meditate, your mind becomes in a worse state because you sit and you concentrate on your difficulties. You concentrate on the pain, you concentrate on the emotional difficulty, and the mind becomes disturbed. But if you are able to move beyond the emotional difficulty or beyond the physical pain, then the mind is freed from those states, because those states exist in the physical body and in the outer layers of the mind. True meditation occurs in the inner layers of the mind, so that the kamamaya kosha and the manomaya kosha become quieted in deep meditation, and the atimanas kosha, the vijnanamaya kosha, and the anandamaya kosha become activated. So if you want to move beyond the physical body, the anumaya kosha, and the kamamaya kosha, the desire mind, and the disturbances of emotions and thoughts in manomaya kosha, there are techniques for meditation. First of all, if you meditate, but your mind is simply blank, then as these stresses and strains from your outer life in the world the inner reactions you have begin to dominate and fill the mind and can bring the mind into a more distressed state. But if there is a focus of concentration, then the mind can move from concentration on the layers of mind in which the pain and the emotional suffering exist to layers of mind where they do not arise. And one benefits from exposure to those higher layers of consciousness, this, and the whole body and mind relax. And actually, there is benefit to healing these physical and mental difficulties. They can be greatly decreased and healed by exposure to the higher stratums of the mind. If you cannot sit and concentrate, then singing and playing Bhavanam Kevalam can help you to move the mind into a more devotional state, which activates these higher levels of mind, activates the devotional feeling, and transmutes the pain and emotional suffering to bliss and joy. If you are able to sit and concentrate the mind, focus the mind, not on the problems that you are facing in the world, not the problems that are distressing you and causing you emotional pain, not on the sorrow itself or the fear and anxiety, but on the subtle divine presence. When the mind concentrates on divine presence, then it is torn between its locked-in focus on the difficulties in your life, the sorrow, the pain, the fear. And this is creating an alternative. And so they're moving together and they are trying to work together to create a conflict where the mind is being moved out of its focus on the pain into the focus on love divine, on divine compassion, divine love, divine bliss. To do this, there needs to be a focus of concentration. A focus of concentration that stirs your heart, that stirs your inner feeling. If you have a love for a guru or a love for God, then that love can be your avenue and to concentrate on your Ishtadeva so that you feel that love and that guidance and that assistance that comes from the higher layers of being, that comes even beyond the koshas of the mind, from the cosmic mind. And you feel that grace pour into you. Healing the difficulties, healing the pain, healing the fear and the anxiety, healing the sorrow and the grief. So in this way, actually, your contact with divine source brings that love into your body and mind, and that love heals all things. And though there may be pain, the pain ceases to grab your psyche so intensely. The natural inclination of the body-mind system is when there is any kind of physical pain or psychic pain, the whole concentration wants to go to that pain to ward off whatever difficulty and to pay attention to it and heal it. So this is a survival mechanism of the mind and body. It is not an aberration. So that your mental flow gets locked in that pain because of this desire to fix it in some way. And this can be very helpful if there is something harming you and causing pain and you want to do something about it, or it needs to be taken care of in some way. This can be very helpful. But then it becomes harmful when the mind is just stuck in this discomfort, whatever it may be, physical or mental or emotional. So when you offer it to the lotus feet of the Divine One, you offer this care and attention that your mind is wanting to give to this struggle to the Infinite. And naturally, Guru Puja is a formalized practice to do this offering. But sadhana itself, meditation, is also a practice, the sitting practice, in which you can offer this pain. Surrender it. Let your concentration on the Ishtadeva be stronger than the locked mind in the discomfort. So you transfer your concentration that you have nicely built into the pain or the emotional discomfort or the difficult thoughts. Your mind is stuck in them. So, but that means your concentration is there. So bring that concentration to the divine instead. Just take it out of there and bring it to the divine. Say, Lord, I offered this little bundle here to you. And then think on the qualities and characteristics of the divinity. Think of the beauty of the divinity. Train your mind to focus on divine qualities and characteristics, on infinite love, on divine grace and compassion, on the forms of the divine, on the sounds. And so, in the realm of sound, mantra can be helpful, because the mantra is a focus of concentration. And in the mantra is the seed, the sound, that brings the vibratory rate of the divine being. But mantra alone is sometimes insufficient, and you will need to bring the heart into action by having the divine beloved, whatever the form of God is for you. For those who are followers of Baba, it will be Baba, or the Divine Mother, or whatever the form is for you, you will take that form and you will take the divine qualities of love, compassion, grace, light, bliss, and you will focus your mind on those and let them become dominant. And this may take some effort to take this ball of concentration and transmute it to concentration on the infinite. Using sound, mantra, visualization, and most of all, the sentiment of the heart. And focusing thus the thoughts of the mind away from the bundle of pain into the light. Regarding focusing the pain in the concentration of the light to utilize it to spring forward, for certain individuals, this can be effective because you want to take the pain or the emotional sorrow and you want to transmute it, transform it. Many times, concentration on Paramapurusha, on the divine being, will automatically do this. But if there is a great deal of struggle, different techniques can be used. One is to feel the pain is the divine itself, and then to transmute that into the higher frequency of the divine. Because indeed, everything is in God. Everything is of God. Everything is Paramapurusha. Everything is in the cosmic mind. There's nothing outside of it. So even your sorrow, your grief, your losses, your pain, your physical pain of the body lies inside that. If this concentration sitting cannot work for you, then dancing, singing Bhavanam Kevalam, if you're physically able to dance, this uses the body and the voice, and so it is louder, if you will, in the physical world. And sometimes for some people, that is more helpful. But if you can sit silent and transmute, transform, that is the most beneficial. And when the mind unlocks from the pain and moves the vital concentration to concentration on the divine, the pain slips from the mind. And when the sadhana is over, the pain may arise, but it may change because the concentration has not been gripped in it so deeply. It is not helpful to do sadhana and ideate upon your problems the entire time. So when you find this happening in your sadhana, when you find that the pain is just growing larger and larger, and you're thinking about it, and you find that you are getting involved in your grief, your losses, your sorrow, your fear, your anger, and they are growing bigger and bigger, that means your concentration is not going to Paramparush. Your concentration is still locked in this block and you're having trouble pulling it out. At that point, to do asanas, to get up and do asanas, do Bhavanam Kevalam and Kirtan, dancing, Pad Kirtan, that can be helpful. It can also be done, if you are able to do it, to just realize what you are doing and then focus your mind more fully and carefully. Become aware and focus your mind. But if, again, the same thing happens, then get up, do something, read some scripture, and then again try to do sadhana and see if you can move the mind out of the block and into focus on the divine. Not to say the block is separate from the divine, all is the divine. And that understanding helps. But the focus of concentration does not need to stay in the pain. It can move out. Especially if you are experienced in doing sadhana, and it is then easier for you to do this. But whether this can be done or not, it is not beneficial to sit and concentrate on pain and make the lock of concentration stronger. You must unlock your concentration from the pain. This is very beneficial. Everyone has pain. And there are times in the life when you lose a loved one, when some disaster happens in your life, great or small, that brings your attention, or when your body has physical pain. This happens to everyone at one stage or another. So learning how to do your meditation during these times can be essential. Love is a great force. It's a greater force than any other force. Love is stronger than fear. It is stronger than loss and sorrow because love exists. And the ones you have loved are always with you in love divine. Their love is infinite. It always is. It always will be. And though it seems elusive at times, it is truly the stronger force. stronger than pain, stronger than fear, stronger than sorrow. So when you focus on love, the love you have for the infinite, the love that the infinite has for you, and the grace that it brings, when you focus on your true nature as divine love, then the pain is something on the outside of you. For you are grace. You are love divine. You are light. And all the rest is passing. The times of joy, the times of pain, they are all passing experiences in the dance of creation. And when you cling to the eternal, timeless, and changeless essence of your being, the Baba within you, the Ma within you, the light within you, the infinite within you, when you cling to the universal source that is within and without, timeless, immortal, unchanging, the self of yourself, then you cling to the most beloved. That is your true nature. And that is stronger than any passing events. Life in this world comes and goes, both the lives of those you love and your life itself. Sorrow comes in this world. Fear comes. Physical pain comes. But they go. They all go. All is in change. This is the world of change. Joy also comes. All things of this world change. It is only the immortal, timeless being, the pure light of infinite love, that is changeless and timeless. Build your home there. Learn to pull your concentration out of the ever-changing world and your reactions to it and into the eternal light of infinite being, into the beloved of your heart. That is where truth lies and will always be. Even in your darkest hours, especially in your darkest hours, that beloved of your heart is there for you. That one is always present. All right? That is larger than any sorrow, any loss, any pain. That love is the strongest force, the great truth, your own nature. Go to your beloved and there find your home. All right? Namaskar.